They ate the food of the land of Canaan that year, Joshua 5:12. After 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, Israel finally inherited the promised land. This glorious event has been compared to going to heaven throughout Christian history. Going over Jordan, crossing the river, and Beulah land are familiar ways of saying you died and entered God's eternal rest. Perhaps this year you will pass over. If you know the Savior and your faith is living, you'll look forward to the blessed hope with delight. If you don't know Christ and your faith is dead, the waters of the Jordan will fill you with dread. Christ came to destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage, Hebrews 2:14-15. This is a good time to consider your eternal destiny. If you're still wandering in the wilderness, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, Hebrews 3:15. Those who have the assurance of salvation have nothing to fear. They've already experienced the worst the world has to offer. As they approach the river, they know each step will be matched by more than 10,000 years of bliss on the other side. If God doesn't take you this year, you can still rejoice in Christ, for the Holy Spirit is the earnest of your inheritance, and you can be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Ephesians 3:16.